Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, the rest of this afternoon will remain sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 51, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 76. And in the news for today, new COVID-19 cases led by the Delta variant continue to cause concerns across the state of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports the spread of the virus remains very high in 56 counties and high in the other 16. But in positive news, the DHS says the virus's spread shows no significant change over the past 2 weeks. Between August 25th and September 7th, there were 463.3 cases confirmed for every 100,000 people in Wisconsin. This past week, Wisconsin's COVID-19 toll increased by 19 to 7,686 lives lost. The state is averaging 8 deaths per day currently. In Vernon County, the latest statistics from the health department show that the transmission rate remains at the very high level. In a related national story with state and local impact, in a pre-speech report from Reuters, President Joe Biden will press for new approaches to control the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States, which rages on despite the wide availability of vaccines, with surging cases in some U.S. states overwhelming local hospitals. In a speech scheduled for later this afternoon, Biden will focus on new plans to get more people vaccinated, enhancing protection for those who already have had shots, and keeping schools open, White House spokesman Jen Psaki said. The speech will also cover increasing testing and mask wearing, protecting the economic recovery from the pandemic-induced recession, and improving health care for people infected with the disease, she said. Just over 53% of Americans are fully vaccinated, including almost two-thirds of the adult population, according to CDC data. The disease has killed more than 651,000 Americans. Many news sources are expecting that Biden will impose a mask mandate for all federal workers. And in other state news, several Democratic members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation who toured Fort McCoy say they're confident Afghan refugees arriving at the Wisconsin base are being properly vetted before they resettle across the country. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and U.S. Representatives Ron Kind and Mark Pocan toured the base in Monroe County on Tuesday with several Democratic state lawmakers. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said all Afghans and U.S. residents coming from Afghanistan are tested for COVID when they first arrive to the U.S. and have the option to get COVID-19 vaccine either at the airport or Department of Defense facilities. Fort McCoy is one of 8 U.S. military bases that's temporarily housing Afghans who have fled their country after the recent collapse of the government to the Taliban. Last Friday, 8,700 refugees had arrived. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.